under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, June 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of inside politics going on down in Lansing late last night. Got a complete story pulled up on that, what the Democrats are trying to do, forcing one Republican from Northern Michigan, my state representative, John Roth of Traverse City, to be the replacement Democrat. As you know, there's 110 state representatives in Lansing that make up the House. 110. 56 are Democrat, 54 Republicans. Democrats, since 2022's election, have had a two-seat majority in the House and the Senate. 38 state senators, 20 Democrat, 18 Republicans. House, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. 92% of all the legislation passed since they got sworn in on January 1st, 2023, after the 2022 election that many of you did not vote in. I don't believe my ballot counts. What difference does it make? It's a midterm election. It's not a presidential election. There's no reason for me to vote. Well, Whitmer got reelected. Benson got reelected. Dana Nessel got reelected. And they got two-seat majorities in the House and the Senate, and they rammed their agenda through pretty much party-line vote. Do elections matter? You dang right they do. They completely transformed our state within a two-year period, and they're not done. They are trying to ram stuff through right now in this legislative session before they go home for summer break on July 1st. It's very, 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 very simple to understand this, folks. They know, they see the writing on the wall, Donald Trump is going to destroy Biden in November. This will be a tidal wave election like you've never seen before. Latinos are up 28 points for Donald Trump. 28 points over what they did in 2020. Black people, they are up almost 40% higher supporting Donald Trump this year than they did in 2020. He got 9% of the vote now. He's almost at 50%, according to some polls in certain circles of who they polled from swing battleground states, including Georgia, Pennsylvania, Detroit. Donald Trump did a rally in New York City, the Bronx. He's going to do another one near Los Angeles. He's going into California. Well, there's some legislation pending in Lansing. Right now, it was on the board last night. And John Roth, my state representative, got quote of the day. You know what he said? I'm not going to be number 56. I can't. State Representative John Roth, Republican Traverse City, on whether he would be willing to cast a deciding vote on legislation that would steer $500 million a year for the next 10 years directly to Gretchen Whitmer's little buddy fund called SOAR, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve. We're going to talk about all of this after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. We're going to continue this story in a second. Bottom of the hour at 9:35, I have a breaking news story in Onaway, the Onaway School District, the Onaway School. Yeah, it's happening tonight. You need to know about it, but it's too long to get into it right now, so I'm going to push that to 9:35. So stay tuned for that. Especially if you live in Onaway, you need to get a hold of your friends and tell them to turn on the dang radio at 9:35. If not, they need to listen to the podcast, the repeat of the show. Getting back to Lansing, what they did last night, They browbeat my state representative, John Roth. SOAR. What is SOAR? Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. Picking winners and losers. Giving money to big corporations that are friends of Gretchen Whitmer. They wanted to specifically steer this $500 million a year for 10 years to provide money for public transit dollars. Dave Agema, turn off the show. Turn off the show right now, Dave, because Dave is going to have a massive coronary heart attack, a brain stroke. His blood pressure will go 500 over 300. He will freak out listening to this story. Public transit dollars? He wants to eliminate public transit. Public housing projects and placemaking. This is what the Democrats wanted to spend this amount of money on, and they had one Democrat say no. Unbelievable. Well, I'm going to add Dr. Jeff into the show right now. I totally forgot. Today was Wednesday. I have to apologize. Ask the Vet is supposed to be here, and I'm so mad about what they tried to do to my state representative. I totally forgot because I got three text messages of questions for Dr. Jeff. Let's add him into the show right now. Unbelievable. I got to put that on hold. I got to put Onaway on hold. We have got to talk.
Hello.
Good morning. I apologize, Jeff. I got a story that's got me so fired up this morning, I totally forgot about you.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, you're up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, and you said that you have an announcement to make for trail riders.
Yes. It's kind of a, well, it's again, it's a little story that's got me a little fired up right now, too.
Okay.
Because what's happening, a lot of trail riders know that, it was basically, in a nutshell, what's happening is that horses are and trail riders are getting pushed off of and prohibited from use on a lot of the trails now on our public land that we paid for, okay, because it's public land.
Sure.
And it is, a lot of times it's the bikers that are trying to push us off. Anybody that's listening in Marquette right now, if they go to Youper Horses on Facebook.
Yep.
Is a group, and there's going to be a meeting on Tuesday, the 18th. Yeah, that's 18th. They're talking about shutting down Thunder Valley, which is only 4 miles, but there's 150 miles of bike trail in Marquette County. There's about 8 or 9 miles of horse trail. And so we need to have all the horse people show up and make a big presence known that, hey, we're here. We're legitimate users of this, you know, of these trails. Actually, we're lower impact on them than the bikers. And we need to show up, you know, and show for support. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, let me ask you this question on that point. This is a public trail. Mm-hmm. Did they design it specifically for motorized use? Or it's supposed to be pedestrian use, bicycles, horses, or are motorized vehicles allowed to be on it?
This one here was originally up as non-motorized use. Actually, horses is what it was because they lost – let me see if I remember my timeline here. They had a Blueberry Ridge ski pathway that they were allowing horses on. Of course, now you got all these mountain bikers on there ripping through the woods, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, the guys don't like come around a corner and there's a horse standing there.
Right.
And so they went and complained to DNR. So the DNR is like, okay, yeah. And kind of the DNR, pretty much whoever complains the loudest, that's who they, you know, like, oh, okay, the bike.
They always side with. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the horse people kind of got bumped off there. Then they created this Thunder Valley ride trail to compensate. Okay, well, here, we'll give you this one. And now the bike riders want that one. And it's, they don't understand is the economic impact that, you know, a horse and a rider will have when they show up to a community. You know,
sure.
I mean, it's kind of my little joke. You know, you get the bikers show up, they show up in their Prius, you know, and they eat a couple brand muffins and go on a trail ride and they leave. Well, you know, maybe get $3 worth of gas in the community. Horse owners show up. We roll up in an $80,000 F-350 pulling a $60,000 trailer.
You know, yep.
We're buying $200 worth of diesel fuel, and then, you know, we're going to ride, and then we're going to go stop and have a nice big steak dinner at, you know, at Timber Charlie's there in Newberry.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, so being pushed off the trail, yeah, so it's – we need – and horse owners, we tend to be and a lot of conservatives are like this too. We just tend to be pretty quiet people. We just kind of – we deal with our own, you know.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. We don't like to complain. That's kind of how we've been taught to be respectful of other people. And like, okay, sure. I agree with you, but right. I'm not. Bye. You know, you can go be over there and do your thing.
Are you going to attend this meeting?
I am really going to try to.
No, you need to go there because I'm going to tell you why.
Yep.
Original intent.
Yep.
I want you to write this down. Take a piece of paper right now and write this down. Original intent.
Okay.
The original intent of the very first trail was to be horses and pedestrians, correct?
Yeah.
It was not supposed to be motorized, and it surely wasn't supposed to be mountain bikes.
Yep.
Because mountain bikes, I've seen those guys ride.
Yeah.
Dude, they're doing 25, 30, 35 miles an hour in some of those downhills.
Oh, yeah.
They're out of control sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why they wear helmets.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. You have to look at original intent. Show us specifically how and when that original intent was changed. Show it to me in a vote of the legislature in the House, the Senate, signed by a governor. Oh, well, we don't have that. Oh, you don't. What do you have? We have what's called, write this one down, declaratory ruling.
All right.
A declaratory ruling is done by a bureaucrat sitting on his ass in Lansing, in charge of the rules of the DNR.
Yes.
Okay, the rules can be changed. Just like they were changed against the horses, they can be changed to reinstate the original intent.
Okay.
Good. Number two, this other trail, Thunder Ridge or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's the one they're targeting right now.
Well, guess what? What was that original intent designed for, gentlemen?
That was the compensation for losing, from what I understand, this is Thunder Valley was the result of losing the Blueberry Ridge pathway. The Thunder Valley was created. So, yeah, okay, horses, we're going to give Blueberry Ridge to bikers. We'll give you guys Thunder Valley.
Bingo!
Yep.
That is your entire case. And you have got to be the spokesperson to do it. Because, number one, how many horses do you take care of in the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Oh, wow. it is growing by leaps and bounds.
I know it is because I've had four people last week specifically called me for your number because they heard about you on this show about your horse training and your experience with horses. And number, you know what they – and I got to tell you, I haven't talked to you since last week. Yeah. You know what they told me the main number one reason was? You and your daughter own horses. They said they have been with vets for years that do not ride.
No.
And they said, how can I take my animal who I love my horse, how can I take my horse to a vet that doesn't even understand horseback riding?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. And this, and I think we've talked about this too, as far as like large animal medicine. You can't, and then this goes into that whole thing with the DEI and who they're trying to get into vet school now.
Yeah.
And it's, you can't take a kid, and I'm old enough now I can say kid because I go to Michigan State campus, I look around and I go, when do they start letting high schoolers here? You know?
Yep. Exactly.
You know, if you can't take a kid it's in vet school and go off the street and go, hey, do you want to learn about horses? We'll teach you how to be a horse doctor. Yes, you can learn the medicine. You can learn the diseases. you cannot learn to be a horseman, because when I have what's going to happen, this is what happens all the time. They're going to come out and go, he's cross cantering, he's counter, or he's cross firing, or he's counter cantering. He's not picking up the left lead. He's not picking up the right lead. He's forging. He's, you know, paddling. You got to know, okay, what does that mean?
Right.
You
know? Exactly.
And then you have to understand, what are they using the horses for? Is it a trail horse? Is it a dressage horse? Is it a roper? Is it a hunter jumper?
Barrel racer, yeah. Whatever.
Yep. Yep.
Exactly. Now, here's the main point that ticks me off about, because I got a story that fired me up over this SOAR money that my state rep, they were browbeating him to be the 56th vote on a bill down there, and he stood strong. Here's the point. If we let them get away with this crap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They won't stop.
No.
We will not have a trail in the UP anywhere that horses will be able to ride. And I'm sorry. That has got to stop. These people do not contribute to the economy, just like you described. They don't pay even a registration fee for those bikes. They don't even have a little mini bicycle plate on those, where they get like $30. Where's their trail permits?
Yeah.
They take their bikes off the ding bike racks with their little Speedo suits or whatever the heck those stretchy things are, their stupid helmets. They go blasting through the woods. I mean, I've been in a trail walking, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just walking, and these guys come zipping by me. If they were to hit me, I swear to God, we would be hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now I say they have, so the state have, we have what they call multi-use trails, and then, you know, there's snowmobile trails, and then there's the dedicated this and that.
The dedicated ones.
Yep. And I'm all good for mixed trails. Actually, around here, around the Sioux area, we don't have dedicated horse trails, so we wind up riding on the mixed trails. And everybody around here is actually really cool, because we've got understanding that if I'm going to take my horse on a trail that could possibly have a quad on it, I need to know that my horse is trained well enough that
it won't bother
it. And then the people with a quad, they see the horses, they slow down, you know, we move off the trail, we let them pass, everybody waves, and they take off, and we take off.
Exactly.
And goes back to what you learned in kindergarten: be nice to each other.
Exactly. So, bottom line, you got to go to this meeting. You got to use those notes. We'll talk about it. When is the meeting and where is it going to be at?
It is Tuesday in Marquette County. And the one address I have, where is it? She just sent this to me.
Text it to me. And I'll announce it after the segment.
Yep.
Okay, we'll do that. So it's this coming Tuesday, the 18th, in Marquette. Do you know approximately, even, is it an evening meeting, I hope?
6:30
at night?
Yep.
Beautiful. People can go to work, have dinner, and then go to this meeting.
Yep. And this isn't just a UP thing, okay? This is all over Michigan. I would encourage every horse owner out there to make sure you're part of the Michigan Horse Council, and also because they are our advocate in Lansing. Because like you said, you get these bureaucrats who probably don't know that much about horses. And then the only thing they know is what, and this goes for pets and everything too. People who want to breed dogs or any of that stuff.
Right. They're trying to control all of it.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Who's in there? Oh, I get you fired up even more. I just saw.
No, we don't have time. We're out of gas. You got to save it till next Wednesday. Sorry, brother. Meantime, I'm going to give out the phone number. Get a hold of Jeff if you want to get more information about this coming Tuesday's event in Marquette. The number is 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Jeff, throw some saran wrap on that last comment.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do it next Wednesday, okay, man?
Sounds good.
All right, you have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Michigan.